Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, let me express that the government and the people of Pakistan are deeply shocked and saddened by the tragic news of the martyrdom of President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Dr. Sayyed Ibrahim Raisi, and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian in a helicopter crash. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and to the people and government of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We stand in solidarity with them in this time of national tragedy. Pakistan has observed day of national mourning when our flags were also flown at half-mast. President Raisi and Foreign Minister Amir Abdullahian were esteemed leaders and statesmen whose contributions to reinforcing Pakistan-Iran relations will always be remembered. I recall they visited Pakistan just last month. May the departed souls rest in eternal peace. Mr. President, I would also like to acknowledge your tireless efforts in holding extensive consultations on the draft decision in a transparent manner. And your briefing today is also reflective of the same. And you strove and did extensive work trying to build on the good work done by the Indonesian presidency as well. We are grateful for your working paper contained in CD Working Paper 655 outlining the dual track approach that you adopted, as well as for sharing the outcome of your consultations and efforts regarding the draft decision. We believe that the time to present and introduce new proposals in the text was 5 months ago. Similarly, the moment to insist on old formulations which did not enjoy consensus has also passed for this session. This week, as we approach the end of the third presidency, we must focus our efforts on salvaging our commonalities and adopting a decision to establish subsidiary bodies. While we may not have the benefit of the full session length available to the subsidiary bodies, we may still be able to undertake some useful substantive work. In view of this, we believe that while the draft decision presented by you may not fully satisfy the concerns of everyone, including my delegation, in the interest of constructive engagement and maximum flexibility, we stand ready to join consensus on it under your presidency. However, this flexibility is, of course, subject to reciprocity from others. We hope that all CD member states will be able to demonstrate the same level of flexibility and constructive approach as shown by some delegations, including mine, in the negotiation process. I would like to thank you and your team once again for your efforts on the draft decision. I thank you.